Good morning, and welcome to my podcast, a live episode of The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. Today's going to be a good day, guys. I just feel it. I know it is. I know it's going to be a good day. I've got the feeling. Let's start out with a brief of the summary of the events for the world according to astrology today. The moon goes into Pisces. The moon went into Pisces at 1:08 in the morning. Venus was trine Mars at 1:14 in the morning. Moon opposed the south node at 1:22, Moon was in opposition of the south node at 1:22. Moon was square Jupiter at 2:27. Pallas was square Icarus, 3:10 a.m. Mercury opposed Juno at 4:20 in the morning. The moon was sextile Uranus at 5:19. The sun was sextile Neptune at 6:25. The moon will be sextile Hygieia at 10:08 a.m. The sun will be sextile Ceres at 11 a.m. Icarus goes into Taurus sidereal at 11:17 a.m. The moon will be sextile the sun at 1:20 p.m. And the moon will be sextile Pluto at 4:22 p.m. That's the brief summary. Let's go into the chart for today. Current. The last quarter is the phase of the moon. The moon is in Pisces as of May 22 today at 6:43 a.m. in Spokane, Washington. It enters Aries at 9:25. The sun is in Gemini. The sun is in Gemini, 1 degree Gemini. The sun is the most visible and important planet of astrology at the level of physical life and symbolic represents ego and will. The sun spends about 30 days in each sign, so that the cycle of the 12 signs defines our year. With sun in Gemini, and especially in the beginning of this period, there is a good sense of the process of communication as the glue of community. The earth is emerging from her winter slumber, and everyone is more powerful, is more joyful, and more talkative. Learning is key, and the subject list is unlimited. The world is filled with wonder, and we all want to know more about it, a curiosity that leads to learning and intelligence. Moon in Pisces, 28 degrees. The moon spends 2.5 days in each sign. With the moon in Pisces, a sensitive and subtly instinctive nature emerges. Today, you and everyone else will likely be feeling a need to retreat from the urgency of the world to encapsulate yourself in your own bubble. You might feel in yourself a deep urge for introspection and reflection. Your spiritual nature is aroused today, and your creative imagination is stimulated. Your emotions are idealistic while your mood vacillates and is not entirely your own. Your receptive nature is so enhanced that it is possible for you to take on the moods and emotions of others. Today is a nebulous quality to the moon, and it might be difficult for you to even define what you're feeling. All you know for sure is that you are sensitive, and that your sensitive awareness and ability to feel deeply and compassionately is almost all-encompassing. You might have to be careful not to drown in all this empathy. Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde, which occurs 3 times a year for about 3 weeks each time, is interpreted particularly strongly. Mental pursuits and connections break down. The Mercury retrograde period is best used as a time for inner reflection. It is not a good time for making new decisions or new business plans. It is ideal for reflecting on your current situation. It is best to quietly observe your inner process during Mercury retrograde and to carry forward with your pre-existing plans. Ask yourself, where am I heading in my life at this particular juncture? Then try to move forward with new directions only after Mercury retrograde has gone direct, and perhaps even a fortnight beyond when Mercury retrograde has left its retrograde shadow. A fortnight is a period of 14 days or 2 weeks, according to thecourierdaily.com. Void of course. The moon will be void of course 9:06 a.m. to 9:25 a.m. The void of course moon represents a period of time, usually lasting less than a day, when the course of events seems to be more difficult and arrangements may be subject to unexpected changes. People seem less likely to make a solid decision during a void of course moon. Some astrologers refuse to make important business plans during this type of period, or even on a day when the moon is void of course during part of the day. The actual definition for void of course moon is that the period of time when the moon wanders after her last major aspect to another planet and until she enters her next sign. So that's when the moon is traveling after the last major aspect to another planet in the set sign that it is currently in. And right now, the moon is in Pisces. The sun today is in Gemini. The moon today is in Pisces. The Mercury today is in Taurus. Venus is in Aries, Mars is in Leo, Jupiter in Gemini, Saturn in Pisces, Uranus in Taurus, Neptune in Aries, Pluto in Aquarius, Chiron in Aries, North Node in Pisces, Ascendant in Gemini, Midheaven in Aquarius, Ceres in Aries, Pallas in Aquarius, Juno in Scorpio, Vesta in Scorpio, Lilith in Scorpio, Pholus in Capricorn, Nessus in Pisces, Chiriclo in Aquarius, Eris in Aries, Makemake in Libra, and Haumea in Scorpio. I'm looking at another episode I was looking at another, not episode, another app of astrology. I don't know what that means. I think it meant exit. Maybe it was enter? Chart for now. I think it would be better to do oscillating. No. Apogee is when it's close to the earth. Perigee is when it's away. Interpolated. Why is there two subnodes? Okay, we'll do oscillating. Oh, I turned it on. We won't do subnode. Come on, cunt. Whoops. Geocentric looks like that. Geocentric looks like that. Geocentric, what's the difference? Geocentric. Okay, I'm looking at an app, and it gives the option for centric to be geocentric or heliocentric. Hey Siri, in astrology, what is heliocentric?
Here's an answer from Wikipedia.
Places the sun at the center in heliocentric. Hey Siri, in astrology, what is geocentric?
Here's an answer from astrologersoftware.com and mollusastrology.com.
Geocentric astrology is a view or charting of our solar system as seen from the perspective of Earth. So I will use heliocentric. With the sun at the center. I need to change that. Heliocentric is what it is. Cartography? What is cartography? Hey Siri. Hey Siri. In astrology, what is cartography?
Here's an answer from Britannica and mindbodygreen.com.
Cartography is the art and science of graphically representing a geographical area, usually on a flat surface as a map or chart. Conjunctions are when an object is in the same place at the same time No. If it's a single chart, like a chart for the moment, there would be no objects in the same place at the same time unless there was a collision. But conjunctions come into play when you're looking at a natal chart in a transit chart or two natal charts. Or two charts. That is when there would be conjunctions in that aspect. When the object is in the same place. In my own opinion, I would recommend any astrology looker into, any astrology soothsayer, any astrologist, any astrologist to use heliocentric. With the sun at the center, because that is how it is. The sun is at the center of our galaxy. They used to say, I don't want to butcher the name, so I'm going to look real quick. They used to say that Alkaiot, I think that's how it's spelled, the star of the Pleiades, the brightest star of the Pleiades, Alcyote, was the center of the universe. But they no longer say that. Hey Siri. Hey Siri. Siri, what is the name of the star that is currently our sun?
Naming that tune.
That is not what I said.
I can't seem to recognize this song.
What is the name of the star that is the sun?
Here's some info about star.
What is the name of the star, the sun?
Here's an answer from fandom.com.
What is the scientific name of the sun?
Here's an answer from nineplanets.org.
So, what it's saying is that our sun doesn't have a scientific name. Like, by scientific name, I mean like ZET space TAU, comma, magnitude 3.0. That's Alheka. Right now, at this very moment, over the skies of Spokane, a new Kalilei is setting. And Spiculum Lagoon Nebula is setting. Anu Kalhai has a magnitude of 2.6. Spicula Lagoon Nebula Spiculum has a magnitude of 6. And they are setting. There are no stars rising at this moment, and no stars culminating. The next time a star rises is at six. Oh. I don't know if that's the next one. I'm gonna have to look real quick. Date. Selected date. Date. Follow current date. There is a rising star, two, if I should say correctly, at 7:22 today, May 22nd, 2025. Teshat prior, the modern is Propis, rises at 7:22. And Teshat posterior, Dira, rises at 7:22. And at that time, Asela is setting. Propis has a magnitude of 3.3. Dira has a magnitude of 2.9. Magnitude is how brightly they shine, with 1 being the brightest and 7 being the least. But a star can shine as bright as 0.0. And nobody has been listening. Or at least not on the live podcast episode. But get used to getting this around every day. I will begin broadcasting and sharing, in addition to my regular stories that I generally, like the history of my podcast. I'm just trying to revamp my podcast and make it more alive, to have more engaging and have more listeners. With that, I'm going to say thank you for listening, signing out, and signing off.